Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. You know, it's kind of crazy how a hurricane, something so destructive, can also, shine a light on just how unequal things are, right?
Yeah, it's true. After a big storm, it's like all the differences in our communities, especially with housing, become impossible to ignore.
Totally, and that's exactly what we're going to be digging into today. We've got this case study, Hunters Point, Florida. And it's fascinating.
Really highlights some important stuff.
Yeah, I mean, these homes, they survived Helene and Milton like it was nothing. Stayed dry, light stayed on, while everything around them was underwater and in the dark.
Hunter's Point, it's a perfect example of what we call resilient design. Everything's built to a higher standard, elevated construction, flood vents. They've even got buried power lines hooked up to solar-powered batteries.
So basically hurricane-proof. Sounds amazing, right?
It's pretty impressive stuff.
Yeah, but here's the thing, and it's a big one. The homes in Hunters Point, think like $1.4 to $1.9 million on average. And we're not talking about huge mansions or anything, just, you know, like 1,500 square feet. Kind of makes you think about who can actually afford to be that safe.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate reality. Hunters Point shows what's possible, but for a lot of people, it's just not attainable. It's like this weird contrast, right? Being safe in a hurricane is a luxury for the wealthy.
Right. It's two different worlds. You've got these fortresses basically totally fine during the storm. And then right nearby, there are people struggling, living in older homes, often in areas that are most likely to flood.
And that's where things need to change. Everyone deserves a safe and resilient home, no matter how much money they make.
Absolutely. So we're going to break down why this gap exists and, most importantly, what we can do to close it. What kind of solutions are out there to make sure everyone has a fighting chance when the next storm hits?
Well, one of the biggest things is how vulnerable lower-income families are during and after a hurricane.
It's not just about the storm itself. It's everything that comes after. Losing your home, even for a little bit, it can be devastating, especially if you're barely getting by as it is.
Exactly. And a lot of times, these families, they don't have much to fall back on. Not much savings, hard to get loans, and then dealing with insurance and government assistance, it's overwhelming.
And then there's FEMA. They're supposed to help,
yeah,
but doesn't always seem like enough for lower income families, you know?
Yeah, FEMA mostly focuses on getting property back in shape, which leaves renters in a tough spot.
Right.
And even for homeowners, applications, deadlines, figuring out if you qualify, it's a lot to handle when you're already stressed out from the hurricane.
It's like on top of everything else, you got to become an expert in disaster relief just to get back on your feet.
Exactly. So a lot of people are saying we need a fair system, one that puts the most vulnerable people first.
Okay, so what does that look like? How do we go from talking about these problems to actually fixing them?
Well, we got to make sure the money for disaster relief is going to the right places. That means looking at how much people were making before the hurricane, if they have insurance, things like that.
So a dollar doesn't go as far for a family that was already struggling, right? They might need more help than a family with savings and insurance.
Exactly. And even before a hurricane hits, we need to do more to help vulnerable communities get ready.
Like trying to prevent the worst of it.
Exactly. Stronger building codes, especially for older homes, and using nature to our advantage. Like restoring coastal areas that can protect against storm surges.
So it's a mix of using tougher materials and working with nature.
Right. And it's not just about physical stuff either. We need to make sure communities have places to go during an emergency, ways to get out safely, and affordable housing that's not right in the danger zone.
So building a community that can bounce back on every level.
Exactly. And there's this growing idea that communities need to be more involved in preparing for and responding to disasters.
That's interesting. I always figured it was mostly up to the government or big organizations. But it makes sense that the people who live there would know best how to help each other.
It's really important. It's not just about getting through the storm. It's about supporting each other during the long recovery.
It's like building a sense of we're in this together.
Exactly.
It really makes you realize how important that community aspect is. Like, you need strong buildings, sure, but you also need strong connections between people.
It's all connected. And we can't forget about insurance either. That's a huge part of all this.
Oh, right. Insurance can make or break your recovery after a hurricane if you can even afford it in the first place.
That's the thing. Getting affordable insurance, especially for floods, it's so tough for lower income families.
Yeah, we talked about how a lot of those communities are in older homes, places that are more likely to flood. Insurance companies, they don't like that too much.
It's a tough situation. The people who need the most help affording protection are often the ones who can afford it the least.
So how do we fix that? How do we make insurance fairer?
Well, there's some interesting ideas out there. Some people think the government should help with the costs, like with subsidies or tax breaks.
Okay, so helping people pay for it.
Right. And then there's this idea of community insurance, where everyone chips in together to lower the overall cost.
Interesting. It seems like making insurance cheaper is important, but shouldn't we be focusing on making communities stronger in the first place?
Absolutely. The best way to keep people safe is to make sure they're not as vulnerable to begin with.
So instead of just reacting to disasters, we try to prevent as much damage as possible.
Exactly. We need to be thinking long term, creating a system that's more fair and equitable, where everyone has a chance to live in a safe and strong community.
Well said. This deep dive has been pretty eye-opening. We've seen how unfair things can be after a hurricane, but we've also learned about ways to make things better.
I agree. We've got a lot to think about, new ideas to consider, and we need to work together if we're going to build communities that are ready for anything.
That's so important. And that brings us to our final thought for today. We've talked about the big picture stuff. It all starts with us, right here in our own communities. What can we do, each of us, to help bridge that gap, to make sure everyone has a safe place to live, no matter what life throws at them? Keep thinking about that. And as always, thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, stay curious.